Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And today we are talking about a spooky lady in a library.
Ooh, my favorite kind of spooky lady. Love a well-read spooky lady.
Today we are meeting, for the first time, Gaius Helen Moheim, Reverend Mother and Truthsayer to the Emperor.
So I did not write a lot of notes about Gaius Helen Moheim right here.
Okay.
I think she has some more important scenes later.
Okay.
Although this is a very important scene, or the start of a very important scene. I think giving her backstory a little bit later will make more sense.
Well, we know the important things now. She was Jessica's teacher at the Bene Gesserit school.
Yep.
She reports directly to the Emperor himself, and she is a Reverend Mother and Truthsayer.
Right, exactly.
Was it a couple episodes or last episode? I honestly don't remember.
I think it was the last episode.
We talked about the importance of the different roles within the Bene Gesserit.
If you missed that episode
for whatever reason, I would recommend, you know, just popping back real quick. It's not super long.
Short one, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. And kind of get a little more background information there.
Yeah. Needless to say, she's top dog, or one of the top dogs anyways, in the Bene Gesserit sisterhood. In my notes, I just call them the Bee Gees.
Same. Okay. Well, not like the band, the Bee Gees.
Oh yeah. No, I just do BG.
Yeah. Same.
But in my head, I'm like the Bee Gees.
In my notes, she's GHM.
Okay. Fair enough.
So look, it's so much easier to just type GHM than Gaius Helen Moheim every time.
I just do Moheim.
Yeah. But, sure.
Well, whatever. Yeah. So, we get a shot of Jessica right here at the beginning. She's still just trembling.
Stressed out.
Yeah, just trembling in her boots. I'm assuming she's wearing boots or some kind of shoe. Whatever kind of shoe she's wearing, she's trembling in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to see a master at work.
Yes.
With the voice.
Oh.
And it's just, I love seeing this because we haven't seen Jessica use it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Paul try to use it. But now we get to see someone who is Jessica's teacher, as John said, and just fucking wreck Paul.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. So at first, during that little question, he's able to, like, we see, like, we assume Paul's legs start to walk forward.
Yep.
And then he kind of, like, shakes his head a little bit, and he's standing in the same spot he was.
It's just like the moment where Paul tries using the voice on Jessica, and she imagines handing him the glass of water.
Yep. Then he kind of, like, I don't know if you caught this, like, he looks over at Moheim. You can tell, like, it's the camera's facing Paul and Jessica at this point.
Yeah.
But you've
and
seen
Paul, and Paul's behind her.
Yeah, just slightly behind her.
Yeah.
But you've seen the other side of the room, so you can kind of intuit when the camera's facing Paul, like, where he's looking at the room. And it's very clear that he, like, moves his head over and looks directly at Moheim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Kind of look. Just like a, who's this bitch?
Well, and then she acknowledges him immediately. Defiance in the eyes, just like his father.
Yep.
Like, Moheim is not here to fuck around.
No, not at all.
She's
got a lot of shit to do.
Yeah.
She's got a whole breeding program to run. she's got some places to be.
Yep.
So she tells Jessica, get out of here. Jessica scurries off. And Paul takes great umbrage with this.
Oh, yeah. But before she scurries off, she makes it abundantly clear to Paul, do as you're told, motherfucker.
Yeah. You must do everything the Reverend Mother asked of you.
Yes.
So she leaves, shuts the door behind her. Paul's like, how dare you dismiss my mother in her own house? And then
Moheim doesn't even, she's just come here, kneel. Yeah. And Paul is just dragged across the room and just thrown to his knees.
Not literally dragged, but we cut to him just walking over, or like the final couple steps walking over and just getting on his knees.
He's
and
not he's like, really walking. He's like,
he stumbles over, but it's clear from his face that he's just like, what the hell just happened? But it makes me think. So it's clear that he is not used to that.
No.
So Jessica is teaching him the voice.
Correct.
But clearly, I don't think she's ever used it against him in anger. She's probably used it against him a time or two to show him the effects.
Probably for smaller things, though.
Right.
Like handing a glass of water, not moving him across a room.
Right. Now, I'm not a mother.
Okay.
I've never had a teenage son.
Okay. You've been a teenage son.
I have been a teenage son.
And you have two older brothers.
It's true. If I was a mother with that ability, I think I would be using it all the goddamn time.
But then, you can't use it too much though, because then, like, I'm sure eventually over time there's a resistance that's maybe built to it.
I don't know, but that would just be a tempting thing.
Oh, God, what mother of any children of any age hasn't wanted the voice?
I do have 5 nephews.
Yes, and they are chaotic as hell.
They can be. They can be at times. And I have had plenty of ignored get downs, ignored come here's.
Yep.
And all of those types of things. So I can only imagine if I was just like, hey, get down from there. Get down. And then just did it. That would be cool as hell.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's so surprised when Moheim like pulls him over here lets me to believe like she's never used this in like malice. She's never used the voice.
Jessica's never used
the voice.
Moheim is absolutely used.
Of course. You don't get to her position without dropping a few come here's and malice.
Sure.
So he kneels down, he looks up at her and goes, "How dare you use the voice on me?"
And Moheim's just looking at him like, bitch.
She's like, who is this uppity kid that is like trying to talk back to me?
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything though. She just like stares him down for a second. And then she moves some fabric off
moves her arm.
Yeah.
Sleeve. That's the word. Yeah.
The arm sleeve.
The,
as opposed
the
arm to leg sleeves.
Yeah. You know.
Those are pants.
Maybe in your world. Yeah, she moves her sleeve, casts it aside, and there is a jade green, looks pretty worn box.
Box? Yeah, we got a box.
What's in the box?
I was wondering who's going to be the first one to do the Brad Pitt what's in the box.
That's me.
I was going to save it for next one when Paul literally says, what's in the box?
Damn it. Cut that.
No. So Moheim demands that Paul places his hand in the box.
Your mother bade you obey.
That's right. Because he's reluctant to do this. He's like, I don't put my hand in weird looking objects.
One cut hole in the box. God.
She says, your mother bade me obey. Bade you obey me. Yes. Which is a very clunky sentence.
Yes.
I understand it. And that is proper grammar in English, I guess, but it's very clunky.
Yes.
I don't like it.
What was the other really clunky sentence that?
Oh, that's when I said, what if I'm not?
No.
No, was that not it?
No. There was another really weird clunky sentence that we talked about. I don't remember. Either way.
They love it here. They love those weird just sentence structure. So as Paul puts his hand into the box, Moheim's right hand comes up
quickly,
very quickly. And she says one of her iconic lines and one of the iconic lines in the movie, or at least the beginning part of it. She says, I hold it at your neck. And then our minute ends. And I had to make sure that the minute switched over right at that point, because I would have included any word that is in that sentence here, but it says, I hold at your neck and we end. So who knows? Who knows what you're holding next? I hold it at your neck.
It's a kitten. Surprise.
It's a quarter behind your ears. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Is this your card? Pulls it out of an orange.
Yeah, right. Who knows? Who knows?
David Blaine just appears.
So, yeah, that's where this minute ends. Any other notes on it?
I have no other notes. Right. GHM's a spooky lady.
She is. She certainly is. I like the little like veil she's got. It's not exactly lace.
Okay. Yeah. But I made a note of this. Okay. So all of the sisters of the Bene Gesserit, all two other sisters that we've seen up to this point have been veiled.
Yes.
Jessica is never veiled.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, there's been more than two because we saw all of Moheim's party leaving the ship and all of them were veiled.
I think it's safe to assume that they are all other Reverend Mothers.
Sure. But Moheim's is specifically a, like you said, that like larger hole.
It's like beaded, like the fabric or the strings.
It's more like a doily.
Sure.
Kind of ish. Whereas the first one that we saw was more just like almost like a screen kind of fabric.
Sure. Sure.
I don't know if that was just a creative decision because of how much like FaceTime Moheim has.
I think it was. So I know there's some differentiation between the hoods and the hats. Cause you never see Jessica wearing the tall box hat.
Yeah.
Because she's not a full Reverend Mother. I believe that is a signifier.
But the sister of the Bene Gesserit from the change ceremony had a box hat.
Also could be a Reverend Mother. It's a thing that like there's not just like a handful of Reverend Mothers.
Yeah.
That is something that is relatively common amongst Bene Gesserits.
Okay. I was just going off the fact that she was referred to as a sister of the Bene Gesserit. Had she been a Reverend Mother, I feel like they would have
not necessarily.
Okay.
So they're at least in the, I don't know if this is maybe mentioned.
Lynchened?
I don't know if this is mentioned in the later books. I can't remember those too well, but it will probably be in like Chapter House or something where you do get the people are, Bene Gesserits are referred to as like hidden rank sister of the Bene Gesserit. And they actually say the words hidden rank because there's some at some times knowing their rank would be detrimental to their job.
Gotcha.
Like most houses.
Whereas like sister is just like the more broad term of any member. You're a part of it.
Yeah. Got part of it. Now, I don't know why that would apply to the ceremony, but it could be, you know, that's my rationale for that.
Could also just be the fact that that's the first time that we see any Bene Gesserit other than Jessica. So
yeah. The encyclopedia does go out of its way to mention that as you rank up, your headdresses become taller.
So eventually you just have, so does that mean that Doug Dimmadome is the supreme, Bene Gesserit?
I'm Doug Dimmadome. Owner of the Dimmsdale Bene Gesserits. Yes, exactly. Doug Dimmadome.
Shout out Doug Dimmadome.
The highest. Highest order Bene Gesserit.
Oh my god, I need fucking Doug Dimmadome Bene Gesserit fan art right now. If anyone is an artist, I don't care how good of an artist or how bad of an artist you are. I want to see it. Email duneminute@gmail.com.
Oh man. Well, on that, yes, we will we'll end this one. We will be back next week, I believe. I think this is the last day of the week for us.
So what would you give this week?
Ooh.
Because we gotta give this week some Shai Hulud.
Yeah, this week was a lot more set dressing and world building.
Yep.
A very good one. Lots of important information. We ended on a banger of a minute.
Yes, we did. And quite a cliffhanger.
Absolutely. So, if we were to exclude the episode we just talked about, or the minute we just talked about, I'd probably give it a 3, given that we were like right on the ledge, the cliff, as it were.
Dr. Huey Lewis in the news only deserves a 3.
Hey, he doesn't have a lot of screen time right now. We'll get more of him.
All right, we just
dipped our toes into that water. But yeah, I think given the fact that we're in the scene that we're in, I'm going to bump it up to a 4. I'll go no higher than that.
Okay. I'll meet you at 4.
Okay.
4 Shai Hulud.
4 Shai Huluds. All right, cool. Well, we'll be back next week to talk more about Dune, specifically minutes 20.
Jesus.
You all right? Specifically minutes 25 through 26 of the 2021 Dune movie. All right, we'll see you then, John.
We'll see you guys next week.